It's Wednesday, January 9th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a 9-minute speech, President Donald Trump delivered his first Oval Office address last night.
My fellow Americans, there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. All Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. Law enforcement professionals have requested $5.7 billion for a physical barrier. The border wall would very quickly pay for itself. The cost of illegal drugs exceeds $500 billion a year, vastly more than the $5.7 billion we have requested from Congress. Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis. Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside.
Call your congressman at 202-225-3121 and ask him to fund the wall. That's 202-225-3121. After interviewing 17 families whose adolescent daughters identify as transgender, Abigail Schreier wrote an op-ed column in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday entitled, "When Your Daughter Defies Biology." She believes that the medical community is far too unconditionally affirmative in its treatment of so-called rapid-onset gender dysphoria. Unlike traditional gender dysphoria, which prompts children to conclude they were born the wrong sex, rapid-onset gender dysphoria is, quote, a social contagion that comes on suddenly in adolescence, afflicting teens who never exhibited any confusion about their sex, end quote. But unlike other social contagions, such as cutting and bulimia, rapid-onset gender dysphoria gets, quote, full support from the medical community, end quote, instead of the treatment such contagions deserve. Clinics routinely give girls testosterone with few questions asked. In 2016, the American College of Pediatricians warned educators and legislators that, quote, a life of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex, end quote, is dangerous for children, but their warning has gone largely unheeded. They also insisted that, quote, a person's belief that he or she is something they are not is, at best, a sign of confused thinking, end quote. According to a Gallup poll released last Friday, 57% of Democrats favor socialism, compared to only 47% who favor capitalism. In an interview on Family Research Council's Washington Watch radio show yesterday, Marion Smith of Victims of Communism cited one reason why this is the case.
The failure to have a moral reckoning about the crimes committed in the name of communism, in the name of Marxist socialism. Since the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, we've seen some 40 countries experience a Communist Party rule and try to bring the ideas of Karl Marx into reality. In every case, those countries either collapsed economically or turned into a totalitarian police state. In every case, every communist regime ended up killing a percentage of its own people as a matter of policy in peacetime. The death toll since 1917 is more than 100 million innocent people. It's the deadliest ideology in human history. There was no Nuremberg-style trial to hold people legally accountable. There was no clear denunciation of the ideas of communism as somehow being responsible.
Smith explained a second reason why young people in particular are falling prey to the foolishness of socialism.
We found that 26% of all Americans have never been taught anything about communism in either an educational or a professional setting. The 20th century almost saw the destruction of the Western world and democracy, and that threat came from two sources, Nazism and communism, national socialism and international socialism. If students have not learned that communism has been tried and that communist regimes are responsible for human destruction and poverty and death on a massive scale, if they knew that, they wouldn't fall so much, I think, for the ideas of Marxism. If we're going to be able to define a better future for ourselves, we need to at least understand what was the greatest threat intellectually and materially to the free world in the last century and reject it. It should be unacceptable to say that communism or socialism should be the future of America.
Jeremiah Thomas, the late teenage son of Rusty Thomas, founder of Operation Save America, was diagnosed with cancer. Before he died in August 2018, Jeremiah talked to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, telling him that before he got sick, he would minister in front of the abortion mill with his family. Jeremiah had but one wish, that together with the Texas legislature, that Governor Abbott would abolish abortion. Listen to the call that he received from Governor Abbott while he was in the hospital.
I think that we could rally with Texas and we could end abortion here and now, because that would, at least for me, just make my wish complete before I pass.
Your wish is on the Republican Party platform position, and that's what we're going to be pursuing this next legislative session, and that is the outlaw of abortion altogether in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And so your wish is granted.
15-year-old Virginia Cowperthwaite of Thomaston, Maine, emailed me at adam@theworldview.com and urged me to spread the word about a new initiative called Jeremiah's Wish, inviting you to sign the petition asking Governor Abbott to keep his promise to Jeremiah, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.